The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Kedushin Daf Gimel. We'll start with Daf Gimel and Aleph, the bottom of the Gemara. As it turns over to Daf Gimel and Beis, the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Gimel and Aleph asks the question, Minyana de Reisha Lemute Mai. What is the minyan? Why does it say how many types of Kedushin, Kinyana of Kedushin, that a man can use to actually make a Kedushin on to his wife? So the Gemara first wants to entertain the thought that it means Chuppah, it's coming to Mayat Chuppah, that one cannot be koine his wife with the kinyan of chuppah. Although chuppah would help for nisuin, we know there's two stages in the process of marriage. One is erusin, which is kedushin, which in the olden days happened many months, maybe up to a year before the actual nisuin. That's a kinyan on the woman, and there is some type of relationship which translates into a relationship of iser. Today, we do it right before the Nisuin, under the Chuppah. First, we give the ring, which is Kinyan Kesef, and it's a Kedusha Kesef, and then right afterwards, we do the Chuppah, which creates the Nisuin, the actual marriage. Today, we'll discuss something that's relevant to the first few blood Kedushin, which talks about Kinyanim, and this also has a lot of relevance with regards to purchasing other items, such as real estate, sadois, and purchasing metaltalin. The Gemara says that there's three kinyanim for an isha. Isha nikdash v'shloisha drachim v'kesef v'shtar u'bebiyo. And the Gemara tells us in the Gimel that the reason why it says that minyana is to be memayit is to exclude the kinyan of chalipin. The Gemara says that I would think we learn out kichel kichel mistei Ephraim, that just like we learn from the words, the hekesh of the word kach, the word kicho, that it says by Stei Ephron Avram Avinu was to purchase the soda from Ephra, and he used kesef. So we learn that to marry a woman, one can use the same kinyonim as one uses to purchase a field, kicho kicho, mistei Ephron. So just like with regards to the kinyon of kesef, we learn that just like you can be coined a field, you can acquire a field with kesef, you can also marry a woman with kesef. So the Gemara entertains the Hava Amina that I would think that you could also use the kinyan of chalipin, which we will discuss today, what the kinyan of chalipin is. Kamash Malon, that since the kinyan of chalipin can be used, can be effectuated using a sudr, using a utensil that's less than a shava pruta, very insignificant kli. So therefore, a woman would not want her maisa kedushin, this very special moment in her life that she's being acquired to be a woman, to be a wife. She would not want it to be effectuated in such a kinyan, like Tosfos explains, a kinyan that can be used in less than a shava pruta, and therefore There would be a lack of das in Kedushin, and therefore the Kedushin does not work, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It tells us that there's three types of Kinyanim, Lafuke, from Chalipin. Now, it is a bit confusing, this entire Sugya, which we will, Be'ezras Hashem, bring clarity to the various Kinyanim and what we're referring to over here. We know that the kinyan kesef does work. A person could marry, like we mentioned, could marry a woman by giving her a pruta, giving her a ring, which is valued to be a pruta, and that's the kinyan of kesef. We also learned, Rashi brings it down in the beginning of the Masechta, it's actually the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can be koina isha b'pruta or b'shava pruta. It doesn't have to be actual cash. It could be the value of cash, and kach noyagim, that's our minhag to give a ring, which is not actually money, it's the value of money. The Braisa, the Heyam and Beis also says, how do you, the case of Ketzad, Noisen lo kesef, v'shove kesef, you give her a dollar, which is worth a pruta, or you give shove kesef, something that an article that's valued at a dollar, v'oimer reha v'kadesh esli. Now this is a very, very, a little bit interesting. A few things we have to know. First of all, where do we know that shove kesef works as well? That you can give shove kesef. Now, if we look in Bava Metzia, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and many, many other places around Shas, and we look around what the word chalipin refers to, we have a Mishnah, machlif parah b'chamor. If a person exchanges one item for another, that seems to be a valid kinyan. Now, since if that's true, so why, and that's called a valid chalipin, so what is the problem? We're saying if shava kesef works instead of kesef, so what is the problem of using a kinyan called chalipin? We said before that you can use shava kesef. You can give an animal. You can give a shava chamor. So if chalipin actually works, what would be the issue of using chalipin if shava kesef works? How do we reconcile these two halachas? On the one hand, shava kesef works. If you give the woman a ring, that would be a valid kedushin. Yet the Gemara is telling us that chalipin does not work because chalipin pachas mishava prutza le'maknan afshei. Now, why can't, if shava kesef works, what would be the difference between giving, like we see in the Mishnah, this halacha of chalipin? Now, to answer that, we have to really go to the Gemara on Bava Metzia, on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings us to the story of Rusam Boyaz, and the Goyal. The pasuk tells us that there was a kinyan being made, and the pasuk in Rus, Megillas Rus, tells us, "V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael ala geula v'ala tumura." This should be go down in history to call Yisrael ala geula v'ala tumura l'kayim kol dover. We'll see exactly what those words mean. The Gemara explains it. What does a person do if they want to make a kinyan? Shlaf ish na'aloi, you take off a shoe, v'nasal l'ri'eyu, and you give it to, one gives it to his friend, and that's how you effectuate a kinyan. Now there's the Rishonim, the Gemara and the Rishonim explain that we see three concepts over here, three different words. It says, v'zois l'fnim yisrael. This is how kinyonim are effectuated for the future of Kal Yisrael. Ala ge'ula. V'ala t'mura l'kayim kol dover. So the Gemara tells us that the word ge'ula, al ha-ge'ula zu mechira. Ala t'mura zu chalipin. The word ge'ula refers to mechira, the word t'mura refers to chalipin. And then there's a third concept of l'kayim kol dover, shlaf ish naloi, a person takes off his shoe. Now what are these three concepts? There's a machlokes rishonim about it. We'll try to simplify matters. We'll focus on the sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam, which is one of the Rishonim, how they explain this Gemara, and that sheet that seems to be the halacha brought down in the Hilchas Chalipin, that there's three types of kinyanim that are very similar and that really need to be analyzed and defined exactly what these kinyanim do, what their limitations are, and what their strengths are as well. We'll start with a famous Gemara, also in Perek HaZov, in Bava Metzia. There's a machloikis, if mois is koinos. Now we see, we were introduced in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, that kesef is a valid kinyan if you want to effectuate an erusin, a Kiddushin. You give a ring, you give a shava kesef to a woman. Now, can a person acquire something with money? The halacha is that the answer is yes, but with limitation. There's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if dvar Torah mois koinos. If midoraisa, money is a valid kinyan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what we'll focus on today. The Pasuk of Rabbi Yechon, that really, yes, Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. A person can use money, use cash to effectuate a kinyan, whether it be karka, like a soda, like say Ephraim, or even metaltalin. Midoiraisa, if a person wants to acquire a watch, if you pay for it, even if the watch is in a different storefront, it's far away, it's a different city, as long as you pay the value of the watch, which Mr. Shem will talk more about in the next year, when we talk more about the kinyan of kesef. And this year we're going to focus on the kinyan of chalipin and try to differentiate between chalipin and kesef. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, if you want to acquire something, you pay for it, it's yours. You pay for the soda, it's yours. You don't even have to pay for the whole soda. You can give a dollar down payment. That down payment creates a kinyan, and the rest you'll have to pay for at a later date. You can hold on paper. As long as you made a mitzvah kinyan of a dollar, that would work. The same is true with metaltalin. However, the Chachamim made a gzeira that although when you give money, really, that effectuates a kinyan on, let's say, the metaltalin, wherever it may be, there's a gzeira, maybe the seller will turn to the buyer afterwards and say you paid for this chayfetz, you paid for this watch, the watch costed $150, and you have a watch, that watch belongs to you, it's in my warehouse. And then when the buyer comes to get his item, the guy will claim that there was a catastrophe and there was a fire and your watch is gone, and he'll end up stealing the money and the watch. So there was a takonas chachamim that the kinyan of kesef should not work when it comes to metaltalin. Movable objects, since you have that chashash, there is a possibility that the metaltalin will, the seller will claim that the metaltalin got lost, so we take away the kinyan of kesef. However, by karka, we retain and we remain with that kinyan. And that's why, according to halacha, one can effectuate a kinyan on karka with kesef. So at the end of the day, today, after the Takanas Chazal, a person could use money to purchase karka, and also, like we see in the Gemara over here, a person can use money to acquire, to be mekadesh an isha. Rish Lakish says that the real kinyan, midaraisa, the kinyan to purchase something, is a kinyan of meshicha. You take the item, and you take possession of the item, and the item becomes yours. That's the real kinyan of Dvar Torah. That's the kinyan that the Torah recognizes to be a valid kinyan. Now, we go going back to the Pasuk by Boaz, the Pasuk in Megillas Rus, which is brought down in the Gemara in B'Metzia and Daf Mem Zayin, like we discussed. V'zayis l'fnim Yisrael, you want to know how to effectuate a kinyan from now and forever? There's three ways to effectuate such a kinyan using the value, using the kesef, using the exchange. Obviously, there's other kinyanim. There's only three. There's a kinyan of chatzar, that if something falls into your chatzar, there's a kinyan of hagbah, which is not mentioned in this pasuk. There's many different kinyanim, but we'll focus on these kinyanim that are very highly interrelated. Ala geula v'ala temura l'kayim kol davar shlafish nala yivnas al reyehu. Says Rabbi Natan, one of the Rishonim explains this Gemara, al gula zumachira. The first part, the first type of kinyan that we're discussing today is gula mechira, and that's like the Gemara we discussed with Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh. How do you acquire metaltan? How do you acquire something? Rabbi Yochanan says you acquire with money, and Shlokesh says you acquire with meshicha. That's a natural acquisition, a mice of kinyan that's being done with a kinyan kesef by paying. Giving the money, you gain ownership of this specific item. Ala temura, another way that one could gain ownership is chalipin. Now, this is where it's important to note that there are two types of chalipin, says Rabbeinu Tam. This is what's called chalipe shove b'shove. In other words, hamachlef para b'chamor. Now we know that on Erev Pesach, when the Rav sells the chametz, he lifts up a handkerchief. Under the chuppah, by the tnoim, we lift up a handkerchief. We know that there's a kinyan called kinyan sudr. What is that kinyan sudr? So, says Rav Tam, there's two types of chalipin. There's ala tamura. Tamura means an even exchange. What's called chalipe shove b'shove. It works through the avenues of chalipin. And then there's something called l'kayim called davar shlaf ishnali. Take off your shoe, which is a sudr. Take off a keli. Give the person a keli, a handkerchief, a yarmulke to lift, a pen to lift up, and that affects your kinyan. So there's two types of kinyan chalipin that must not be confused. There's chalipe shove b'shove, which we'll address in a minute. When a person has a chamor, I have a watch. And you have another item, and I want what you have, and you want what I have. So if I take what you have, automatically you gain ownership on what I own. That's one type of chalipin, an even exchange. Then there's a chalipin which is referred to as a kinyan sudr. The way it works, it's a similar mechanic. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whose sudr you use. But when I take your sudr in exchange for this, when I lift up the sudr, when I take possession of this sudr for the purposes of being makna to you what I own, so the mere lifting up of your article, that effectuates the kinyan. Of course, the sudr is not representing value at all. It's merely a maisa kinyan. It's merely a symbol of ownership. It's a symbol to affect a valid maisa kinyan to make the actual transfer effective. And that's what we're talking about when we refer to a kinyan of chalipin in our Gemara. Like we mentioned, there are rishonim, very important to note, that most achronim are of the opinion that chalipe shava b'shava would work for kedusha isha. Even though our Gemara in today's daf on the Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom says that minyan of the reisha comes to exclude chalipin, and we know the chalipin in its natural translation means an exchange. So, if a woman is willing to exchange herself and receive something and give herself in return, similar to a chalipe shava b'shava, many achronim say that would work by kedusha. That it says in our daf today, in daf gimel amud aleph, that the minyan derech is coming to exclude chalipin, it's referring to chalipe sudr. Now, how do we know that? Because the reason why chalipin does not work to acquire an isha, to become an isha, is because the chalipin can be valid even less than a shava pruta. Now, it's not clear. The Gemara over there in the Mem Zayim and Aleph says that there are very specific rules to how a kinyan sudr works. There's a rule that you only can effectuate a kinyan sudr on something that's considered a kli, a vessel, something that's usable, not a peiri, according to many amiroim, there's a machlokes. That it can't be an animal, it can't be a fruit. It has to be something that has function, that's not a fruit, and it has to be a whole thing. And when you have something that has that's considered a kli, it can be the smallest, most insignificant kli, even less than a shava pruta, like a bobby pin, which has function, but it could be worth less than a shava pruta. That can effectuate a kinyan chalipin. However, when we talk about chalipe shove b'shove, when we talk about a machlef par v'chamor, if I have something I want to exchange it with you, that would not work with pachlef shove pruta. So that has a mila and has a chasaron. We mentioned that a kinyan sudr must be done only with a kli. V'med dvarim amurim. When is that true that it needs to be done with a kli? Only if you're talking about the chalipe sudr, the third chalipe sudr that was mentioned in the pasuk. Of shlach ish na'oloi. We learn from the word na'al So the fact that in the case of in Beirus, they used a shoe to effectuate the kinyan, so we see it has to have function. So the Gemara continues to explain that it has to be similar to a now. It has to have function. And if it has function, it doesn't have to have any value. As long as it's really the function, it's really the fact that it's a kli that we're looking at to effectuate the kinyan. So which kinyan sudah do we need it? Does it need to be a kli? When you're talking about the kinyan sudar of the handkerchief, of the not the shava b'shava, you're talking about the third chalipe, the third kinyan of sudar, which refers to the maisa kinyan, which we see all, by many transactions, a person lifts a sudar to effectuate that kinyan. That kinyan can be done with a kli, and that kinyan is the one that doesn't need to be more than a shava pruta. And that's why in that kinyan would not work by kiddusha isha, because it's, since it can be done with an insignificant object, less than shavu pruta, pachas than shavu pruta, like makne nafshe. However, the other chalipa, the chalipa shavu b'shavu, where there's an even exchange of material, even though it doesn't have to be exactly even, but it's because I want what you have and you want what you want what I have, and we're exchanging those two items. That needs to have a shavu pruta, because that's not where we learn shlafish nala. We don't learn anything out of the pasuk. That's the word before al hatmura, on the exchange. That's the type of kinyan. So such a kinyan, say the achrayim, very possibly would be able to work with kedusha isha, because such a kinyan, since it can't be effectuated, doesn't need a kli, doesn't need to be a functional vessel, but rather all you need is the value. There, it needs the value as well. It needs to have at least the Shavu Pruta. And not only that, there are many Achroinim, the Pnei Yeshua, many places of Metzia, and many other Achroinim are of the opinion that this halacha of Tzimura, when I machlif parah b'chamor, when I exchange one item for another, really, that's not called Kinyan Chalipim. That's rather called kinyan shavu b'shavu. It's really learned out of the kinyan of kesef. You're paying for the item, like we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. There's the halacha of shavu kesef k'kesef. It's interesting. The Rambam, he paskins that by kedusha isha, shavu kesef is like kesef. You don't have to give actual money. You can give something that's worth money, like a ring, to a woman that works. When it comes to the kinyan of kesef, that buys mitkarka, like Stay Efron, like we mentioned, that you can purchase real estate with Kesef, there the Rambam does not pass in the Halacha and tell us that Shava Kesef is like Kesef. And many Achorinim explain, because it could be that only the only time Shava Kesef works like Kesef is by Isha, where you need a Kenyan Kesef, and Shava Kesef could work and could have the same effect as Kesef itself. However, when you're purchasing a Sodeh, there it could be to create a kinyan of kesef, you need actual funds. You need money. Shava kesef would not make money. It could maybe work through the kinyan of chalipin. But shava kesef does not necessarily give you the halacha of kesef. It could be it's working through this other avenue, this other type of kinyan, which is called chalipe shava b'shava. Chalipe shava b'shava is a balance. It's somewhere in the middle. Some Machrenim say it works with the mechanics of Kesef, the same mechanics of Kesef, which we'll talk about in the next year. Other Achrenim say that it's really Chalipin, but it's the sort of Chalipin that doesn't need Keli. And it's a sort of Chalipin that has other rules and not subject to many of the limitations of the Kinyan Sudar as we know it, the handkerchief that we give by Kedushin. So, Yemirz Hashem, tomorrow Shir, we're going to talk more about the Kinyan of Kesef, Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, how Kesef actually works by an Isha, and if there's any difference between the Kinyan Kesef of that works to effectuate a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Kedushin to a woman, or a Kinyan Kesef that works to effectuate a Maisa Kinyan by metaltlin or by karka, by other purchasable objects, and how that works. There's a big question as to how kinyan kesef actually works. L'maisa, alocha l'maisa, which we'll discuss what the mechanics of the kesef, how it works, and why it works by isha, and how it works differently by a kinyan of metaltlin or karka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.